Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hand in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hand in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me. And this joy in my heart, I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God.
For this moment called now. Thank you, Karen Drucker, for that prayer. They say when you sing, you're praying twice. Yes, we honor the goddess and the God and the fathers and the mothers. We honor ourselves. Life is good. It's getting better. How are you feeling today? You feeling the energy? Just all this movement. Yeah. And you feel the movement, what do? You move with it. If you're feeling stuck, you move. If you feel heavy, you shake it off. Just let it go. If it's too heavy for you, I don't want to hear about it. Just shake it off and say, oh, Mother God, thank you for the fact that I can feel this heaviness. Thank you, God, that I feel something is feels off. I don't know what it is. Be in gratitude. Be in great attitude and say, yes, I'm listening, I'm paying attention. Maybe I need to be still. I may not be fully awake because I went to bed late. So maybe next time I just need to go to bed early and stop playing around. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You exist. You are here. You're fulfilling the soul mission right now. You get to decide if you're showing up. Not by what other people are saying, but by what you feel about yourself, by what life is reflecting back to you. You make a difference. So be in great attitude, be in gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. It's so nice to see you. Welcome back to the House of Love, silent listeners, disguised as guests, all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, and all of you that can't get through right now for whatever reason, welcome. We're connected, even if you can't connect. It's not true. We're connected. You're going to get here, and then some of you are listening that somehow are not showing up. But wherever you are right now, we embrace you, we give thanks for you, and we know that all is truly well. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. That's the official time. But sometimes these things get really good, and it gets gooder and gooder, so we kind of hang around a little bit more, and then we just wrap it up and say, that's it, it's time to go now. But the official time, we usually finish with the guests around 1:15, 1:20. Sometimes the guests will say, ooh, this is fun. Can I hang around some more? And we say, sure, join the party. So, you know, we just go with the flow and grow with the flow and trust the process of life. Karen Drucker brought us in with that musical prayer, Oh Mother God, Blessed Be. To find out more about Karen Drucker, go to her website. It is KarenDrucker.com. K-A-R-E-N. Drucker is D-R-U-C-K-E-R. Don't write and spell. Spell and write. You know your brain works differently. Yes, I got my guest in the house. We are going to talk about birthing. We're going to talk about being one of the million mamas, be part of a movement. We're going to talk about parenting. We may even talk about breastfeeding. Breastfeeding? Okay, let's try that. Breastfeeding. Yeah, that's more like it. Oh, my God, you can't do that. People don't want to talk about that. We might even talk about what it means to love our children, to teach our children what we know, to remind them that they're part of a life that never dies. Whoa, you're going to do that? Yes, we're going to do that. We may want to tell our children that, you know, you've been here before. We may even want to ask them, what do you think I should do right now? I'm kind of confused. Yes, so it's about empowered parenting. If you can't handle all that mushy stuff, if you can't handle all that woo-woo stuff about talking to children about God, about their potential, keep listening. I'm not going to tell you go somewhere else. Keep listening. You will be changed. You will be transformed. As a matter of fact, if you're listening, what's really going on? That's what happens when you don't get enough sleep. If you're listening right now, you're already going through the change process. So we're embracing you. We're loving you. And those of you who are doing your best and trying to just blend your spirituality with your parenting, because, you know, I tell you all the time, parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. Forget going to the mountain and meditating or being mindful or fasting for 100 days and walking on water. Jeez, that's easy. Parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. And then right next to that is romantic relationships. Woo! I don't know. They're pretty close. But I think with parenting, you have a little bit more love. In romantic relationships, you're like, don't push it. I'm willing to let go of my spiritual practice and try another one. What do I need to tell you? I don't know. I've just going with the flow. I want to tell you this. Just something that came to me this morning that I shared on Facebook. And that's where I'm operating from. That's the intention for the show. I post something today, which was given to me very gently. And I said, okay, I'm listening. But, you know, you can't listen to something. You can't. But when you know what you know, when you hear something from deep within, you got to share it with the world. And you don't have to do that. Just put it on Facebook. The world will hear it. And here it is. Being authentic doesn't mean being perfect. It means giving yourself permission to be free. Being authentic doesn't mean being perfect. Like Coach Ade, it means giving yourself permission to be free. So, will you choose freedom today? Yes. Will you let it all hang out? I don't know about that. The show is being recorded. Will you let it all hang out? Yeah, I guess. If I have to. Woo! The taste of my own medicine kind of feels funny. I need to drink some water. Hold on, let me wash it down. Yes, I'm going to let it all hang out. So, I am just flowing now. So let me, I know I need to tell you about the announcement. I got my co-producer here, Casper. She's going to remind me anything that I forget. So stand by now, Casper, because I'm not even making any notes. So, this month, we're focusing on love, relationship, and abundance. Because, you know, that pretty much covers most of the things that are important to us in life. Especially if you can stop at love. And today we have Wendy Silvers, the founder of Million Mamas Movement. And she's going to be talking about relationship with our parents. With our parents? Yeah, maybe that too. Yeah, I didn't know what you were going to talk about that, but that just that came out of my mouth. Relationship with our children. Yeah, sometimes our children are our parents. They teach us how to let go and surrender. And more. Then we have Patrice London, our doula, who is a regular guest. She's probably about to have her own show. You know, all I got to do is tell her she has a show. She's like, yep, yeah, when do I start? I'm due now, but I can do a show while I'm giving birth. Because there's nothing she can't do. So supporting the new life that are coming through. So we're talking about empowered parenting, empowered parents. And tomorrow we have John and Kathy Stringer joining us. Tomorrow's topic is marriage as a spiritual practice. Yeah, kind of like how this is working out, you know. Just put the intention out and the universe takes care of the rest. And John and Kathy, they will be sharing their romantic and their marriage and how they use their marriage as a spiritual practice. John Stringer, for those who don't know, John Stringer is the lead singer of, thank you, listeners. I hear you guys saying it for me. State of Man. And the song, Swallow Your Fears, I Have Forgiven. No? So they're going to be here tomorrow. And on Thursday, I'm going solo and growing solo. So it's just me doing my thing. So you don't want to miss that because I don't know what's going to happen. But whatever happens is going to be good. We also have Edwin Gaines coming. We have Reverend Karen Russo coming, talking about abundance, wealth consciousness. We have two ladies joining us, maybe three, joining us about how they married themselves, literally, they married themselves. We even have Reverend Rio Kelly from Agape. So Wendy Silvers from Agape, we've got Rio Kelly coming back. Rio coming and telling us, teaching us, sharing with us about relationship as a spiritual practice. Okay, it's time for a break. Not a break, but a break in the flow to align ourselves. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to bring Wendy on. She's going to give us a gift because we all need it. And then I'm going to put it back on mute and then read something about Wendy and Patrice. Lord help me. God knows I need prayer today. Somebody needs a prayer today. Have you prayed today from your heart? Charlie Jackson, help me, please. And then I'm going to bring Wendy on.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, you are. And in that consciousness, we're going to bring Wendy Silvers on, who is a Agape licensed practitioner, to bring this in with a beautiful prayer as we get ready to share and grow and expand in consciousness. Go ahead, Wendy, do your thing. Download the word for us, please.
Thank you, Ade.
You're welcome.
So let's just turn within, closing the outer eye, and take a breath with me. And exhale. And in the fullness of this moment, how deeply grateful and thankful I am for the power of prayer, for the technology of prayer, knowing that it is the word back of the prayer, the power back of the word that moves upon itself and is made manifest in this moment what I know is that there is only one power, one presence, one life, and one love, and I call it good. I call it God. I call it love. Absolutely knowing that this infinite visible presence that may be called many names is the one. It is the one power that sources this multidimensional universe, that sources all things, seen, unseen, animate, inanimate, me, for I am made in its image, its likeness, and out of itself. I am the love, I am the beauty, I am the wholeness, the radiance of spirit made flesh, for I am its portrait and sculpture. And as I know this for myself, it is so easy for me to know this for Ade, it is so easy for me to know this for Patrice, it is so easy for me to know this for each and every person that is within earshot of this call. What I know and what I declare right here, right now, is that this call is uplifting, this call is liberating, this call is inspirational, this call is transformational, that this time together spent in conversation, in conscious conversation, absolutely honoring that sacred path of birth, knowing that we come together to birth a new earth, that we come together to midwife a new consciousness through the airwaves, giving great thanks to the internet, giving great thanks to Ade for providing this container of love, this container of life, this container of truth, blessing the music, blessing Celeste for putting this all together, blessing each and every person that listens to this call that is transformed within themselves, because we're talking about inner transformation. We're talking about that inner awareness, that inner yes, that clicks into place and the tumblers change. And we live in a world that works for everyone, where love, peace, and joy are in practice, and that we are dreamers and doers. So I bless this time together, and I call forth joy. I call forth celebration. I call forth absolute revelation, insights, and ahas that continue not only during this call, but after this call comes to a close. So with great gratitude for all that unfolds, knowing that it is blessed, it is blissed, and it is beautiful, I let go this word into the law. It is done, it is so, and I allow it to be by saying, and so it is. Amen.
It is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Prayer consciousness and prayer gratitude. We're ready to do this now. Yes, I'm ready. I can feel it now. Let me read a little bit about Wendy and Trees, and let's get this party. The party's already started. What are you talking about? Wake up and smell the prayer. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, where are my papers? Where am I? There we go. Wendy Silvers, who just gave us that beautiful, actually, she just became the place through which God expressed itself. She is the founder of the Million Mamas Movement. It was her spiritual practice of meditation and visioning that led her to create this movement. Through her ongoing inquiry as to the highest and best ways to ensure that children have bright futures while bringing greater peace to mothers and parents as they journey on their parenting path. The inspiration to create the Million Mamas with an S movement moves across her heart. Her passion is every child safe, fed, housed, clothed, loved, educated, and celebrated. There's so much more, and we'll be talking about that in a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about Patrice London, the birth doula, the birth junkie. She said, I'm a self-proclaimed birth junkie. I just love the idea of birthing a new life into this planet. She is a wife, a Christian, unschooling mother of three lovely little girls, a classical trained coloratura soprano, certified birth doula, placenta encapsulation specialist, and the author of Empowered to Birth Naturally, One Woman's Journey to Home Birth. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get everything together. Boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, we welcome you all, physical beings and non-physical beings. Help me welcome my wonderful guests, my sisters, my friend, myself, Wendy Silvers and Patrice London. All right, calm down, y'all. Don't get excited. I know we charged this place with prayer, but
joy.
Calm down.
Hello, Patrice.
I love it.
Hi. Hi.
I was cracking over there.
Up laughing. Oh, my gosh. You are so...
Welcome, welcome. So, Patrice,
oh, my gosh, Wendy. Like, I have to, like, I love you. Like, seriously, that was just, I was sitting here just crying the whole time. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yes, empowered parenting is about knowing to tap in to source. So, first question I got to ask, Wendy.
Yes.
And I read a little bit about you. There's more on your website, and we'll talk more about that. But I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who is Wendy Silvers? Who are you?
I am an expression of God in female form, and I am dedicated and devoted to absolutely knowing my oneness God, to revealing love, peace, truth, joy through my very being. I'm a mama. I'm a wife. There's lots that I quote unquote do, but mostly I am an expression of the one. I'm a delightful being who just dances in the love of God, and that is my joy, that is my walk, that is my commitment, that is who I am. The other things are what I do and the expressions of how spirit moves through me, but that is me.
Yes, 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 the expression of the one consciousness that we call God, that we call goodness, that we call love.
Yes.
Now, you know, I'm not going to make it easier, Patrice, because I want to ask her a different question, because she's probably planning, you know, she's probably thinking, let me start thinking about what I'm going to say. So I'm going to ask her a different question. So, Patrice, I read a little bit about you. I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Patrice London?
Oh, my goodness. That changes for me often.
Yes.
And right now, I feel like a big ball of power. I feel so much bigger than my 4-foot-10-inch frame. And I just feel like this huge ball of power. And I have so much to say. And at this point, I don't think I can say I've ever really been afraid to say what I needed to say. But I'm more empowered to say what I need to say now, and I don't care. And that's not to say that I'm going to, you know, try to hurt people or anything like that, but I'm speaking up and I'm speaking out, and I'm not apologetic about that.
I hear you. I hear you. There comes a time where you got to speak your truth because the world wants to hear it. It's a soul agreement. We're here to hear it, so please speak it up so we can all rise up in consciousness. So let me ask you, you know, you've been here several times, but there might be listeners who are listening for the first time, or maybe somebody heard the name doula. I heard that recently. What does that mean? What does a doula do? Can you tell us what a birthing doula is, a birth doula?
So in a nutshell, it's labor support. I am basically with the family. I like to go to their home when labor starts, when it gets to the point where they can't handle labor on their own. So I go with them, and I go to their homes. And if they're having a home birth, obviously we'll stay there. But if they're having a hospital birth, I follow them to the hospital. In the hospital and in any birth situation, period, the midwife and or doctors and nurses, depending on where they're giving birth, are in and out kind of all over the place because they may have more than one person to deal with, especially in the hospital. At a home birth, it's typical that the midwife is kind of hanging out elsewhere until it's really time for her to give birth. I'm there throughout the entire time. I'm there to support them physically, emotionally, and it's quite amazing the relationships that I built with the family, because like I spoke with a little teeny Russian couple that I doula'd a couple years back, and I was reminded of a point during the woman's birth where she would only speak Russian during her labor, and it was so weird because at one point she asked for a pillow in Russian, and I don't speak Russian, but I went and grabbed a pillow, and when I grabbed the pillow and gave it to her, her husband was like, "You speak Russian?" And I was like, "I speak birth." Like, you know, I have no idea, like, how I knew, but I knew exactly what she wanted, knew what she needed at every given moment, and it was perfect. So that's what I do. I'm there to support them and be there with them through the whole thing and encourage the husbands to be more apart, because the husbands are often displaced in birth and don't have a clue what to do. So I help bring him in and make the experience much better for everybody.
I hear that. Making the experience, the birthing process, a loving experience. Yes, yes, what a wonderful mission to be part of. Yes, yes. Let's go to Wendy Silver. She's a social change mama. I mean, social change mama. What's that, Wendy?
It is something I'm living into. What it is, first I wanted to just acknowledge, Patrice, I love the work that you do. It's so important. And I was watching the video on your website. It was so beautiful. I birthed at home, and I attempted to have my daughter in a tub, and I wasn't for physical reasons. But my husband he got me through the labor. He was so involved. We joked because he was almost talking tongues by the time our daughter was.
Wow. Wow.
It was great. And so a social change mama is, I believe that the power, the mothering impulse within each and every one of us is so potent and so powerful that we can really transform the way women and children are treated on the planet. And I feel very strongly about it. I'm completely impassioned and dedicated to using compassionate communication and compassionate tools, which are also known as nonviolent techniques, to really engender a world where our children are safe, a world where our children have bright futures. And so a social change mama is really something that one of my coaches just named me. They said, "That's what you are." I said, "Okay."
Wow.
Yeah, you use the word compassion, and we all recognize it when we feel it. But there is a tense sometimes when we look outside in the world, it looks like compassion is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like compassion is a work in progress, but really we know how to tap into it. We just got to allow ourselves. What would you say to parents? We're talking about empowered parenting, the single parent or parents in general, mothers and fathers that are really struggling because they don't have time to do the things they want to do, particularly time for themselves. They're running from parenting to work and trying to pay the bills, and they don't even have time to catch a breath. And
right.
They understand, you talk to them about compassion, and they say, "I get it, but sometimes I'm just so tired, I can't even, I just snap." How would you support somebody who is going and growing through that?
What I would encourage them to do is to remember to breathe, long, deep breaths, and to hug their children. Because when you're moving at such a fast pace, many times the basic just connection with your child can be missed. And when you just hug them, or you walk over when they're older and they're in that phase of like, "Yeah, don't touch me," kind of thing, you just put your hand maybe on their back and you just look at them in the eyes and you say, "I love you." And also to remember when you're moving through your day and you're that busy, to physically use an anchor to like put your hands on your heart and just say, "I am love."
And it's that simple, to just bring yourself back to center. Bring yourself back to center, because all the other stuff, when people are on their deathbed and they're making their transition, their thoughts are not about work.
That's right.
Their thoughts are about, did I love enough? Am I loved? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's a constant daily reminder to love yourself. I am love.
Right.
Love you. Gotta go. But at least you've had that moment connection and check-in. And when
you
just grab them up in your arms and hug them, it's just, oh, it's so rejuvenating.
So true, so true. Patrice, your thoughts about supporting parents when it comes to compassion, to be compassionate.
I wholeheartedly agree with what Wendy was saying, and I'm the type that I'm like all over the place doing a lot of different things, and I'm often I don't really realize that I do so much until someone else is like, oh my gosh, how do you do all that? I feel like I have all the time in the world, quite honestly. I really do. I don't feel stressed. I'm not, you know, running around like a chicken with my head cut off kind of thing. There's none of that. I believe that everybody has the same 24 hours in the day, and they choose how to spend that time. And I think it's important to do exactly what Wendy said. As Wendy was talking, I saw myself yesterday, actually, going over to my 14-year-old as she was on her laptop listening to Korean pop music and rubbing her back and just looking in her eyes. And I saw myself hugging my 4-year-old. I'm always kissing my 4-year-old and all of them. And I think that is so important, because just like Wendy said, I think we're twins or something, but I talk about that same thing all the time. When you're on your deathbed, nobody ever says, oh, I wish I had worked that 17th more hour of overtime. And you know, no, like seriously, it's about love. It's about relationships. All that other stuff is just like, it's secondary, really.
Yes.
So, we have to put first things first and really, you know, realize and see our children for the gifts that they are. I think people take their children for granted. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show about how, I am that parent who goes to my children for answers all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that just because I've been here a little longer than they have that I know it all. No, they counsel me quite often. In fact, that post that you read, that blog that I did, my daughter, when I first read that, she said, nope, you're not writing about this right now. And she was right. She was absolutely right, because as much like, I'll say just like power and spirited as I was when I wrote that blog, what you read, it would not have been the same thing had I written about it before. So she gave me sage advice, and I honor that. I don't take that for granted.
Yeah, and the blog Patrice is talking about, somebody was talking about, is it natural birthing? And basically, this person's perspective was like, that's just ridiculous. I mean, well, I'm paraphrasing here. The person wasn't for it. Now, Patrice is passionate about everything she does. I don't know how she came across that. She came across it, and I read it. I felt like two people in the ring of life just duking it out, like going back and forth. And they were writing paragraphs of things on why, you know, don't just make comments if you don't have the judgment. And the lady said, and basically came back and said, well, my blog was based on a few mothers in the Bay Area. So I was like, all right, calm down, lady. But when I read it, I felt the energy from your comment, Patrice, because you were very, I mean, I could feel the passion. And, and then you told me, you said this was a few days later, but it felt like you read it and you responded to it. But, you know, when we talk about empowered parenting, you know, having your daughter say, I know you, Mommy, not right now. Take a chill pill and come back and address this. You know, that's very powerful. That's a gift. And I want to kind of tie that into the theme and topic for today. We're already talking about it, but I want to ask you specifically, Patrice, when you think of empowered parenting, what does that mean for you? What comes up for you?
The main word that comes to mind is intuition and listening to myself, really, and drowning out what the world says, what these experts are all saying I need to be doing at this moment. I was so blessed and fortunate in that when my husband and I had our daughter, our first, we were only 21 years old, and we gave birth to her. We were in college in Florida. We went home, well, to my home in D.C., had her, and then came right back to Florida and went back to school. And the blessing there was that there was no family there, nobody there to tell us that you're doing this wrong. You need to do this, you need to do that. And so we listened to ourselves, and we slept with our baby. We nursed the baby, on demand. And everything was just, based on what we felt. And curiously enough, by the time I had my second, we were around family that time, and everybody wanted to tell us what we did wrong. And I thank God that I had the experience with the first, so by the time this one came around and they're all telling me, oh, no, don't hold the baby so much, and I was like, look at that one over there. She's five. She didn't die. She's fine. so I like completely went off and all, but it really encouraged me because I could look at my other daughter, and she is absolutely amazing as a person. She's very grounded. Her self-esteem and all, she is just like really like light years ahead of where I was when I was her age, and that's what we should do, right? Everybody should, the generation should go up, and all.
Right.
And it was just absolutely wonderful that I had nobody telling me what to do, how to do it, and all. And at this point, I couldn't care less what people thought.
And you, Wendy, empowered parenting, what does it mean to you?
Well, I would definitely piggyback what Patrice just said. And also, empowered parenting to me means that you are parenting from a place of knowing your child's inner intelligence, rather than presuming that they're these amoebas that really need you to tell them what to do. My experience also with my daughter, I didn't even know what attachment parenting was. I just knew that our daughter was going to sleep in our bed, and I nursed her on demand as well. And I was so keenly aware of her brilliance. I mean, in utero, I meditated even more than I typically meditate, and I spoke with her soul, and I could feel her energy. And I was so grateful and in awe. I mean, to me, I was like, oh, my God, this being is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, empowered parenting means, yes, you check into your intuition, but you also look and see who is your child, and you look at the way you were parented, and you make a choice depending on how you were parented, because there's very distinct styles of parenting. You make a choice that you're going to parent your child based on who your child is, and like Patrice mentioned, not what the quote-unquote experts tell you to do.
Right.
That is how you feel empowered, because if you constantly look to somebody else outside of you to tell you what to do, that's disempowering. And there's one manual. It's sort of bass ackwards. I mean, we have to get a license to drive.
Right.
So we register to vote. If we go to higher education, we have to apply, and we have to write an essay, we have to take tests, and then people become parents, and typically, unless they're, they catch a different vision, they end up parenting the way they were parented, which did not necessarily work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So it behooves all of us to say, I think
I think there's something a little different that we can do here, a little higher, a little more evolved, a little more empowering to not only our children but to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So true. If you're just joining us, my guests are Wendy Silvers. She is the founder of Million Mamas Movement. Her website address is that, millionmamasmovement.org. You can find out more about what that's about and what she's doing. Patrice London, she is a birth doula. Her website address is empowered to birth naturally. It speaks for itself. Empowered to birth naturally. We're taking your calls, we're taking your questions, even, and your comments. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You can also post your questions on the Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Post your questions on there and we'll get to it. If you don't do Facebook or can't get online, or, well, if you can't get on Facebook, really, then you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. If you can't get online and you listen on the phone, just push one on your keypad and we'll get to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue the conversation. And I want to ask this thing about breastfeeding because, you know, a few months ago people were losing their minds. But maybe I'm just biased. Maybe I'm just biased. I can just save it. The experts are in the house. I'm just a conductor, the facilitator. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're going to take a break, and this is where we're empowering you to be the change you want to see. That's how change ever happens. You start with yourself first. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move in consciousness. It's about shifting in consciousness and allowing what is seeking to be birthed to reveal itself through and as you. But you got to create the space. You got to set the intention to be the empowered parent, to be the empowered man, empowered woman. And it takes work. It takes work to get to a place where we recognize and honor ourselves so that we can honor our children. When the Silvers and Patrice London are my guests, just before the break, we're talking about, you know, how we get licensed for driving and other things we've got to learn. But parenting is a tricky thing. It's tricky. It's sensitive. And I want to ask you, ladies, the whole thing about parenting. You know, there are people who feel, you know, just from what you're saying, Patrice was talking about how she innately knew what to do with her child and first child. And then there's sometimes that young people or some older people, they're kind of struggling because, as you said, Wendy, they struggle with how they were parented and they're trying to do something differently. What can we do as a society to support parents? Because there's a tendency to blame parents when children are doing wrong, quote unquote. It's the parents' fault. It's the parents' fault. And my thing is, we're all parents. So let me throw this to you first, Wendy. What can we do to support parents as well as supporting ourselves to be the parents of all children?
Right off the bat, I would say that it would be really great to have maternal and paternal leave so that the father. If they're, you know, whether it's two fathers, two mothers, or, you know, a mother and a father, to have that bonding time after the baby is born, to have that supported, as they do in some other countries where the parents get that kind of family leave, I believe that it would be really helpful and to have what I teach is called whole soul parenting. It's a compassionate communication way of being with your children, and it really allows you to be that way with yourself, but to have that available to all families and to have in our schools, to have there be a curriculum where the educators as well as the students are exposed to compassionate communication. That, to me, right off the bat, would have things shift enormously.
Yes, yes, I totally can see that. Let me throw it to Patrice, your thoughts on that.
Of course, I turn everything into a birth thing, because I'm sitting here thinking, and what Wendy just reminded me of was a client who I called her about 2 weeks after she had given birth and asked her how things had gone, and she said, oh my gosh, it's been so hectic and so just like stressful, and I'm like, why, what happened? Well, after she gave birth, she gave birth in the hospital and went home. They had a lot of guests over, and like family, friends, and everybody's just pouring in, pouring in, pouring in. And I was like, girl, why didn't you mention that you were like planning on doing that? Because I would have told you no. I think when parents are just starting out, they need that time alone to bond with each other because everything is new. It's all new to them. They're, even if they already have children and they're bringing in this new life, it's still new, and they need to settle into that and learn each other and have time to do that without the world barging in on them. And what I told her and what I like to tell my other clients when I know ahead of time that they're going to have a bunch of people over after the birth, if you're not going to give them a list, a concrete list of things that they can do to actually help you, like, hey, you do the laundry, you take the other kids out to the playground or to a movie or something productive that's going to help you, don't have them over, because you'll get into this thing of wanting to entertain, and that's not the time for that. You need to be resting and bonding with your new baby and learning each other, and you know, it like to just totally dismiss that and think that having a bunch of people over is gonna be helpful, like, that's not gonna work at all, and it'll only cause a lot of undue and unnecessary stress.
Yes, yes, yes. And as I listen to both of you, what comes up for me is, you know, parenting, to parent from an empowered place. We, the adults, we, the parents, got to learn to parent ourselves. We got to learn to be gentle with ourselves. We got to be able to hold ourselves and ask for help and say, I can't do this, and we'll be open. So that way, naturally, just, you know, just becomes part of the way we parent. On your website, Wendy, you have mothering is universal. The qualities of nurturing, compassion, and generosity are intrinsic to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a tendency, well, with that said, there's a tendency that when we're talking about parenting that we tend to leave fathers out. What would you say to fathers who would say, that's not my job, the compassionate part and the nurturing part, that's your mother, go to your mother, I don't do that. Or even to people who would say, well, parenting is more of a mother's job. What would you say to that, Wendy?
I would say that it isn't true.
I would say
because I see my husband, and I see, I'm sure Patrice, your husband is like that, and Ade, when you become
mm-hmm.
a father, I see and I have friends that are, you know, single dads, and I see how loving and tender and kind they are, and they care just as much about their children as mothers do. It's not a contest, and that's what's so important, is that it's not a competition. What, you know, the maternal instinct is genderless. It's that ability to nurture and cultivate love.
Mm-hmm.
Not gender specific. And
yes. And
that being said, a lot of times there you do see the women stepping out in a way that the men haven't, but it's not because they can't. It's just because they haven't. And, you know, what we're seeing in our world, and I want to just, like, rewind to 1 second. You know, when you talked about birth, Patrice, I feel as though what will empower people, is gentle birth, for people to recognize that the opportunity to have a gentle birth as opposed to a non-gentle birth sets the tone. And then after that, it's the living into that. Because many times people will go to great lengths to have a birth that is natural, that is gentle, and then they treat it as though it's an event.
Yeah.
And in my perspective, it's the entree. It's
exactly.
You know, it's the appetizer. And then the main course is how you live into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dessert is the relationship, because ultimately, it's all about connection. And connection matters more than anything, like we're speaking about relationship. It's all about that. So to include the fathers, it's that they're included from the beginning. They are welcomed. And they are honored for the gifts that they bring. In our world, we're seeing the dissolution of things that no longer serve, that are primarily patriarchal. In energy and in content. And what we're seeing really is the necessity and the influence of the feminine, of the divine feminine that's coming in. And I always say, when I teach and when I counsel people, I say we need the conscious masculine and the divine feminine, because otherwise there's an imbalance.
Yes.
And so for me, to involve the men and to have them be part of it, and then also to recognize that there is a different energetic that's the masculine than is the feminine, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on who it is, as long as it's not, you know, domineering and all that. But that's really important to acknowledge, that you need both.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Patrice, your thoughts on that?
I totally agree. I think that, not to diminish a mother's part in nurturing and all that, but I really hold a lot of weight with a father carrying out those same roles, because I've seen it especially with a father and his little girls. I have seen it where the father was disconnected, and if she doesn't get it from the father, she's going to get it somewhere. And I remember with my husband, with our oldest daughter, as she started puberty, he asked me one day, he was like, oh, my gosh, Trish, she's getting boobs. What am I going to do? And I said, you're going to keep hugging her. You're going to keep hugging her. You're going to keep loving her. You're going to keep kissing her. And he just, like, kept right on. And and as a result, she's very stable, and, you know, and she doesn't look for that affection from somebody else because she gets it at home. And so she's fulfilled.
Yes. Beautiful.
Right. You know, that's a good point you brought up, because that was really the next question that's showing up for me is, what about men who are saying, I did not grow up with learning to be at peace with my emotions, you know, and there are men who are afraid to hug their daughters when they're having boobs and like, oh, my God, they're afraid of them having boyfriends. They think they, you know, some men project their life onto the boyfriend of their daughters because they're going to think the boyfriend is going to do the same thing they did when they were younger. How do you support men who are saying, I want to be there, I want to be a great father, I want to be the compassionate father, but I never grew up with that. I've never had that around me, and sometimes I'm just scared.
Shall I jump in there?
Go ahead, Wendy, and then we'll come to the
Well, I believe part of it is by having them take some classes where they can go to a place and they can talk about it, where there's people that are talking about what we're talking about, and also to remember to do their own inner work and to have people that are around them that are supporting that. Because a lot, not only fathers, but mothers project their own stuff on their children too, and it's really having the ability to recognize when it's your stuff and when it's your child's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're not having the same experience because we're not our parents' parents. We're not parenting the same way. And I often say that parenting is the opportunity to reparent ourselves. There's so much healing that is available to us individually, as well as what we offer our children as we go through parenting. And I love what you said, Patrice, about your husband, because I know my husband's like that with our daughter, and she's definitely in puberty, and he hugs her and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I feel like what's important also is to talk about sex, is to talk about puberty, is to not keep it a secret, because, I mean, this is another conversation, but in terms of, you know, assisting your children and really knowing who's safe and who's not and all that, to really communicate that all it is a sensation. You know, it's a sensation, and that's what's so tricky about abuse. So by really calling it what it is and saying that's a sensation, but an adult is responsible for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, that's why, you know, when an adult knows, oh, you know, well, I feel really a little uncomfortable, to just be with themselves and go, it's okay. You know, you're a responsible, conscious person. You're not going to take an action that will violate another human being.
Right.
Yes. Patrice, I know you spoke to it, but, you know.
I think honesty is very important in a situation like this, because for a person who has grown up and maybe didn't get the type of affection that they feel they need to give to their own children and all, I think being honest can go a long way, like when that child is older and all. Like, aside from getting support and all, I think it's important to be honest with your children about how you feel about different things. For me growing up, now I'm more touchy-feely that I've become a doula and all. But before, like, I remember times growing up where I might go and sit on my mom's lap and she'll, like, pinch my butt, girl, get off me, and, you know, and she would say it in a playful manner, but at the same time, the message that I was getting was she doesn't want to hug me. And so, you know, and I talk to my girls about that, and I don't do that with them, and I actually have never even felt like doing that to any of them, curiously enough, because I know that there are certain things that my mom did with raising me that are just in me to do. Right. And, but thankfully that's not one of them and all, but, So I'm aware of that, and I'm honest with my children at the same time. Like, you know, if I think it would be important for a guy like that to just be completely honest and do that inner work, like you said. And Wendy, mm-hmm. you hit on the point with the sex thing. For me, I felt led to go through this series of books on sex with my first daughter when she was about 4 years old. And, of course, I got a lot of flack from that, from the people who knew about it, and they knew right quick, because the day that we got on the book about, like, the actual sex act, my daughter, we were at a family gathering, and she was like, oh, let me tell you how you got here. And they're like, oh, okay, tell me. And she's like, well, first the man took his penis, and then they were like, oh, wait. And they're like, what have you done, Patrice? But what ended up happening with that daughter was that she went through puberty, and she got her period when she was 8 years old. So it wasn't too soon. It wasn't me following what I felt led to do was the exact thing that I needed to do. First of all, I would rather shape my daughter's sexual identity and all my children rather than have somebody out there somewhere, you know, doing it and giving her something like really crazy and off the wall and all. And what I've seen as a result of teaching my daughters about sex and everything early on, and it's hard to not do it anyway with being a doula and all day, and they come to my births, they're there. Right. But it is very matter of fact for them. It's not a big deal at all. Mm. It's just mm-hmm. it just is what it is for them. So, and I really, it's amazing because there is no, like, I can talk to my 14-year-old today about sex and she's not all like, oh, mom, none of that at all.
Right.
It just
right.
is what it is. In fact, one daughter told me, my 8-year-old told me one day, she's like, mommy, you guys really need to get on the ball because I want a new brother or sister. Where are you in your cycle? And I was like, oh,
wow.
my gosh. Like, so it's just, you know, it's very matter of fact. And it's not a big, you know, taboo kind of issue. And thank God, the day that my daughter was going around telling all the family members how they got here, I overheard another cousin who was the same age as her take her aside and wanted to tell her something like sexual, and she was like, no, that's not how we get here. I'll tell you about it later. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, wait. And I went to her and I said, listen, you have to ask the parent because, you know, everybody's not comfortable with their children knowing all this. So, yeah, I think honesty and just being transparent is very important.
I agree.
Because you don't know everything. And you said something that sparked something in me about, you said you called us the experts and said that you were the facilitator. And I see
today.
Myself in that way with, you said that. Mm-hmm. And I see myself that way with my children. They are the experts of their path. And mm-hmm. I'm just here to facilitate and help them to, you know, navigate and get to where they need to go. Because I don't know. I don't have a clue.
I'd say that I'm my daughter's mentor, and she's my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I really don't. I've just been here many more turns around the sun, but I don't feel like I know more than her. I because her untrammeled perspective and her wisdom.
Yes.
Oh, it's so amazing to me. It's just
It's invaluable.
Yeah.
We're kind of tainted.
I love what you were saying, Patrice, about educating your children, because I know at about 9, I think it was about 9, we started reading books together.
Mm-hmm.
There's really great books out there. One is called What's Happening to My Body by Lynn
mm-hmm.
Medeiros. And they have it for she wrote it for girls and boys, and there's diagrams. And an American Girl actually has a good book called What's Happening to My Body. And we would read them together, and we still look at them. And I find that it's invaluable because of what you said in terms of what people want to say outside, especially, you know, your daughter will come back and or your son and say, oh, well, you know, this is what happened. And then you sit there and think, oh, no, no, that's not how it is. I want you to know how it happens. I remember picking up my daughter at school, and she went to a very beautiful alternative progressive school, and I picked her up, and she was maybe around, I want to say, 6, 7, and she's in the back seat, and we're going, and my mom, and she said to me, Mom, I had sex today with so-and-so, and I just, I'm seeing my neutral mom, and I'm like, oh, really? Can you tell me more about that?
But what were you actually thinking in your head? You said, oh, really, tell me more. In your head, you were saying what?
What I was thinking was, really? Is that even possible? What is she where were the teachers? What does she mean? Oh, I really have to get more information.
You know, where's my husband? I need to talk to him right now.
Yeah, right. I was so, me, part of it was, what I love is the innocence, is the the purity. There's no, you know, it's just out there. It's like, oh,
yeah.
And then the conversation, being able that she could, that she wanted and did share.
Yes.
And that it wasn't something she felt she had to hide. Or
yes.
And then we talked about what, because it wasn't. It was, I think it was.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they laid on top of each other. I don't know what, you know, something to that effect. There was no clothes were on. There was no nakedness, nothing. So I was totally cool with that and so grateful that I have created this dialogue with my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat every child like that. I'm not just my child.
Yeah.
Every child I'm with, I engage in a heart-to-heart dialogue with them so that they feel heard, they feel seen, I really get what they're saying, and I don't offer something to them unless they invite it. Like if
right.
there's an invitation, I let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Wendy,
right.
I really appreciate that you, no matter what was going on in your head concerning the whole thing, you remained calm, level-headed, and acted in love. And you didn't, I know so many parents who would have completely freaked out, messed up the whole scenario, and their child would never come to them again about anything, ever.
Well, that I've said to my daughter, my husband says the same thing, that you can tell us anything, anytime, all the time. I would rather be the kind of parent where I might call a friend and go, ooh, TMI.
Right.
than to be the kind of parent that, let's say, you know, my mom was, around this issue, around sex or about, you know, just your body growing. I mean, it's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, so many women, I mean, this is also, again, another conversation. So many women, if not all women, have body image issues.
Yeah.
And they, you know, eating disorders and, you know, exercise bulimia and all these kind of things. And it all stems from, are you comfortable with your body? Is it okay for your body to look the way it looks, to be the way it is, to have the sensations and the feelings that it has that are so natural? Forget normal. I have this, you know, I don't want to deal with normal. I want to deal with what's natural. What's natural?
You know, I'm listening to both of you talk, and I'm just smiling and saying, I just love how this thing called God universe works, because I had questions I wanted to ask you, and you guys, this lady just went into it. I'm going to ask about sex and talk more about it. And then as I listen to you, I'm thinking, you know, we've got to do another show in July where I bring them back again and bring two fathers. It's like, well, like a group discussion.
Yeah.
And then you're just talking. And I'm like, wow, it's happening right now. But definitely, we got to schedule another show in July. I want to bring them some men as well to kind of have this conversation. And that show will focus more on sex, sexuality, and how we talk to our children. I want to ask you a question before you go, but we've got to do a quick segment here, Celestial Moment. But the next question I really want to, conversation really, is what parents can do to help the children. You two talk about how you talk to your children about sex. But sometimes some parents want to do it. They're learning, but they're afraid. If they talk to their children, they may go talk to other children at school, and they might get in trouble. So after this segment, I want you to just share your thoughts on that and what parents can do instead of living from a place of fear but coming from an empowered consciousness. So just don't answer that yet. It's time for Celestial Moment, and I know she has a gift for you, and I got to find her gift. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing today?
Wow, I'm great. Can we get their husbands?
I can ask mine.
You know, that's actually a good point. Thank you, Celeste. Because I was thinking, okay, I've been in my head as
I
was talking.
I strangers
thinking,
with them.
So it would be nice to bring Patrice's husband, if he's open for it, and Wendy's husband.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. Now, we're not putting you on the spot, Wendy and Patrice. If that doesn't work, that's fine. But it would be good to hear the other side.
I am, and I think they should have a solo show, and I think you should bring them all together. I'm done. Y'all are beautiful. I was raised that way. Work. Okay. We're going to get right to it because I got to hear more of you. It's so beautiful. Wendy, Patrice, I love you with all my heart. And you need to come back and back and back and back and back. Okay, did you get all that? Because I'm sending it to you like that. Just keep on coming back. You are home. Okay, so good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Tuesday, June 12, 2012. Add the date and you get 2030. Add 2030 and the energy of the day equals 5. The fifth letter of the alphabet is E, and words like ecstatic, energy, and expression connect us to the magical power of 5. 5 is the freedom lover, and freedom is not afraid of change. 5 comes with a power pack of goodies. There is the High Priest Hierophant, which usually stands for authority and conformity, systems and rules, regulations. And in Nesting Cards is the Bear, which speaks of introspection. It's also astrologically connected to Taurus, the Bull. No comments about stubbornness. Our best fruit are birthed from the affirming introspective practice of prayer and meditation to wake up our creativity. The fifth chakra is our throat chakra. When it's all balanced, we have the authority to speak our truth and share it with others. The fifth card in the Black Angel cards is the Dancer, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The Dancer features a woman of African descent with one leg on the ground and the other in the air. She has on a flowing dress that does not limit her movement. You can feel the secret rhythm, for the card has movement. She is bringing forth all her soul has to offer. She does so with complete abandon. What kind of mother is she? She's a free one, who said no to limitations and yes to life's creations. She may walk two paths. When she is awake, she is creative. And when she is asleep, she is passive. This is an ebb and flow. It doesn't have to be about wrong or right. But if it's not in alignment with her soul's journey, she will invite doubt, and doubt just blocks the flow. Remove the block with trust and empowerment. But it starts with, yep, you already know, loving yourself. So what are you birthing today? Is it making your heart happy? Root yourself in the belief that what you have to offer is worthy, no matter what others say or feel. Life without movement is no life at all. It's time to parent ourselves with love and compassion, regardless of the stories from our earthly parents. Revival as a Dancer is to welcome home the soul by releasing all of who you are into your creation. Are you ready? Get set. Let's dance. And that's the story of 5 for the Dancer of Black Angel cards. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for beautifully expressing yourself and doing dance with life, with numbers and cards. It is truly about expression. Number, the letter E. Celestial Moment usually happens 1 o'clock, or official time is 1 o'clock, but it usually happens around 1. Now, time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. Thank God. That's what Celeste said. Life keeps moving. Life keeps moving. So we've got to move with it. So life is moving. Time is moving. And we keep moving. But I got a couple of things I want to do. But the question, there's so much is going on. I don't want y'all to go. I'm enjoying this conversation. I just want to just sit back and listen to you too. So let's go back to the question that I threw out earlier. What would you share with people who are saying, you know, I'm listening to Patrice, I'm listening to Wendy, and I love what they're saying, but I'm just afraid that I might talk to my son, my daughter about this, and they may go to school and talk about it, and other parents might get uncomfortable, or the teachers might want to have them. I'm just afraid society's not ready for it. Wendy, what would you say to a parent or parents who are feeling that kind of conflict?
To get clear within yourself what it is you want for your child, and to stand in that, and to also look at yourself and see where you're at with sex and sexuality and sensuality. To find a way to be comfortable, and a really great entree into it is to get a book that you read together.
Mm-hmm.
So that as you're reading it, because what's important for people to know is that, and that even if you tell a child that you're okay with something and you're really not, what they get
right.
is that you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you were saying, truth and transparency. You know, a child can handle truth. A child can say, you know, I feel a little uncomfortable with that. I remember my daughter asked me a question a couple of months ago, and it had to do with oral sex. And then she asked me a question and about my husband and I looked at her and I went, do you really want me to answer that question?
Mm-hmm.
And she
go ahead.
And she
this
said, no. I said, okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use this image of giving a child a suitcase with bricks in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's too heavy for them to carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is about the parent getting clear within themselves, what information do they want to pass on to their child, and what is
right.
where is their quote-unquote wounding, for lack of a better word,
that
is within them that are calling forth healing. Is this a place they need to address, and then get a book that is a neutral. It's neutral. It's not the parent saying it. It's not the child saying it. Get a book that really works and read it together. And then you can heal. Again, the opportunity to heal oneself presents itself.
Yes. Yes, I really wanted to hear your answer there, because sometimes there's this tendency to believe that we just say yes, 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 or tell our children everything because we want to be empowered and want to be a loving parent.
Right.
But we can tell them no, that no, she's not emotionally strong enough to handle this conversation.
Yep.
We're going to decide, because so, and the fact that you asked your husband, because, you know, and you also talked about really being comfortable with your own self, because having that conversation, if you're not, it may be a tendency to go, oops, and the child picks that up, you know, feel your uncomfortability about it and never want to ask. But anyway, Patrice, your thoughts on that and helping, you know, parents who want to empower their children, be open but worried about what society will say.
Wow. So everything that Wendy said, I totally resonate with, and I have been there too, where I asked my daughter, hey, do you really want to know? And her answer too, nope, no thanks. And we moved on from there. That is invaluable. And without repeating everything that Wendy has already said, I would add that just like when my daughter, when a cousin says something to my daughter about sex, and my daughter's like, oh, listen, I'll tell you the real deal later. And I stopped her and I just asked her, I said, listen, I understand, you know, I agree that she should know the real deal with this whole thing, but it's up to her parents to tell her and not us. So I think you should go and ask her father who was there. And she did that. So I would go further than what Wendy said, and just say to ask your children not to go around, you know, telling everybody, because everybody is different in how they want to raise their children and all. And I told her to go and ask, and she asked, and the father said no. And it was sad, but I'm not that child's parent, and, you know, that's their journey, you know. So
I
agree with you completely about saying it to other children. when there's a
yeah.
parent present. I agree with you completely, yes. It's the same way mm-hmm. somebody's supposed to offer a child candy and
mm-hmm.
the parent's standing there and they forget
mm-hmm.
the parent. It's a similar, but not the same content, but it's a similar.
Yeah.
Right. I like the idea of telling your children that, you know, it's really, you don't need to go telling everybody because everybody's a different place, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know how the child is parented, it's different. So if they ask you, you know, you can tell them, go ask your parents. And I think empowering
yep.
children to have the conversation from a place of empowerment, from a place of freedom, where they don't feel like, oh, I do know, but I can't tell you. But just tell them, no, this is just between us and the family, and everybody's there. So if anybody
right.
ever asks you, tell them to go ask their parents. That's really, really powerful. You know, we're definitely going to continue this conversation in July, and hopefully we can. I get this funny feeling that your husband may be the quiet one. I just get that feeling with both of you that your husband is just like, yeah, okay. But, you know, if they're down, and like, let's say, if they're down for it, yes, it would be nice to actually show and model that, you know, parents and, you know, you can talk. I really, not so much even just asking you questions. I want it to be a dialogue, a conversation where we're sharing your stories and we just weave it together. And I trust the process. But before we go, I got to ask you, Wendy, tell us a little bit about the Million Mamas movement and how people can get involved.
Oh, thank you so much. Well,
you're welcome.
The Million Mamas Movement is a grassroots global movement dedicated to empowering mothers and others to create greater peace on the planet. And one of the ways people can get involved is go to the website, millionmamasmovement.org, and join our community where they will get the e-zine and there's opportunities to participate. And the other is we are looking for ambassadors in cities around the country, around the world, that want to host Million Mamas circles where women, it can be women and men, women and children, get together and talk about issues that affect them personally and globally that they would like to have transformed. We're writing a Million Mamas manifesto, and I really
okay.
want other people to, other mamas, papas, to contribute. What do they want to see in the world for our children, especially with our being in an election year? It's so important for people to weigh in, and there's ways. We're doing a documentary. People can upload videos, what they want in the world. We have a Facebook page. They can go to the Facebook page and post and share, upload their videos. We have a platform on Studio Occupy. So there's many ways that people can get involved, upload a video, send what they would like to be in the manifesto, be an ambassador in their city, and join our community. And contact me. Mm. They can send me emails, and I will answer every email.
Mm. So really the work is about similar to what we're talking about right now and what you're doing, Wendy. It's you know, if we're worried about how society deals with talking about sex, if we're worried about how dating or fathers who are comfortable with their children, their daughters having breasts, this is how we can change that, right? Your movement is about really having an empowered conversation. Is that correct?
It's about education.
Mm.
It's about empowerment. It's about engagement. It's really about offering in the areas of what you're talking about, relationship, in the area
yes.
of money and finance, in the area of spirituality and health. What kind of world do we want our children to inherit? What are we because people often say the children are our future, and really the children are our now, because what
yes.
becomes now is what becomes the future. So
yeah,
right.
there's so many areas to be involved, and yes, we, you know, the movement is to have people weigh in, have their voice be heard. Don't be invisible. Don't think that you don't have anything to contribute of value. You do, and contribute it. Don't be silent.
So when it says Million Mamas Movement, and you've said it, I heard it say papas, but really, you say, is it just for mothers or
no.
everyone who cares about children?
It is about it is about mothering a new earth. It is about midwifing a new earth, that where families are where families are really supported, and it's led by the mamas or led by the mothering energy, supported by others. So it's holistic, a holistic involvement, not just mothers. Thank you for asking that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I believe in your work, and you know, I trust the process, and I'm grateful how, you know, it just worked out to have you and Patrice come today and share your thoughts. I mean, your conversation has inspired so much more for me. Patrice, let's talk about your doula services. Are you still working even with your? With your big stomach. Yes, I said it. I said she has a big stomach.
Yeah, as long as they don't say anything,
you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, so actually right now, because of that, I'm not doing doula services right now. I'm only doing the placenta encapsulation, and I am up to my ears with the orders, with the herbal products and all that I make. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, keeping me quite busy. And then midwifery school and, of course, playing with my family and all. So,
real quick, you talked about placenta encapsulation. What does that mean?
So I take the placenta through a process of making it into capsules, and it pretty much looks like a vitamin. And the reason for this, the biggest reason women ingest this, is because they want to escape the whole postpartum depression, baby blues situation. Mm-hmm. It's basically taking the hormones and all and putting them back into the body to level and balance her out. It helps with, my God, helps with the whole postpartum depression. It helps the lochia, which is the bleeding that happens after birth. It helps with energy, iron, lactation. It even helps with, if the baby develops colic, it helps the baby. If the baby or the mother has eczema, it helps with that. The mother can save her pills indefinitely and use them in menopause, and she has no need for hormone replacement therapy because she has her own.
Awesome.
And it's really, really amazing all that it's good for. I know I'm forgetting something because of the whole pregnesia thing, but that it's like an absolutely amazing resource. So I'm just doing that and then making all the herbal products and all.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, and I want to give something. I want to give something sometime for your shows, like whenever.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what we're going to do, let's see what we're going to do. So you tell me. I don't want to do a competition. I don't feel like doing that, asking questions. Okay, so what we're going to do, because we're getting ready to release the show. The first, how many things are you giving away, Patrice? I know Wendy was giving away something too.
You know what? I can give a copy of my book too. I always forget about the book. I could give a copy of the book and I guess let's say $15 gift certificate to my herbal product store.
Okay, so that's two. Okay, so mothers, fathers, people who care about children, and Wendy, what do you want? What are you giving away again? Please remind me.
I am giving away the tips for parents when they sign up. They'll get an ebook. And then I'm also, to the first five people that contact me at wendy@millionmamasmovement.org, I will give a complimentary session to them.
Oh,
awesome.
Wow.
Okay, so for Patrice, the email to send to, just send your name and we'll get back to you. The email address is all this website domain names that I just get confused with my own self. I don't even know who I am sometimes. Ask@lifecoachada.com. ASK@lifecoachada.com. Send an email there and we'll forward your details to Patrice. I don't want to let y'all go. Can you guys sense that? But okay, so real quick, Wendy. Yes. One tip that you can give parents, all the motherers, that's what I made up, people who want to just mother children, one tip they can do to help and bring in peace to that to their environment.
To breathe, and move into their hearts before they react.
Woo, that would change a lot of things. And Patrice, one tip that you can offer parents or people who understand they're part of the global parenting movement.
I'd say trust yourself, trust your child, and forget about everybody else.
Yes, trust yourself. Listen. Wendy Silvers, Patrice London, thank you. You two have blessed me beyond words. And I trust that we can work something out in July. Hopefully, if not July, we can do it in August. But I really want to bring you back because this is just the beginning. This is like an appetizer. And there's so much more that we didn't cover that I wanted to talk about. And I just want to thank you for what you're both doing, willing to speak the truth, willing to speak up, willing to be... just be a voice for transformation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for what
you're
doing.
You.
And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet you, Patrice. I mean, I feel
yes.
like we're sisters. This is awesome. Thank you, Ade. Thank you, Celeste. This is a joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
yes,
sure that I can talk my husband into participating.
All is well. I will see you through the love streaming, Wendy.
Okay.
And I will see Patrice on Facebook.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Yes, it's about living in the holy, holy way. Are you living in the holy, holy way? Just say yes. Because even just the declaration to say, yes, I am, things start to shift in your life. You know, sometimes we focus on what is not working in our lives. Let's focus on what is working. Let's focus on what we do have. Let's focus on the family members that are supporting. Let's take our attention off those who are judging and focus on those who are affirming. And if you really want to be part of the change, if you want to learn more about life, about parenting, about who you are, there's so many resources there. Wendy just told us about the Million Mamas Movement. Go to her website, millionmamasmovement.org. Register. Be part of the change. You need you. Your children need you. This is how we create a whole new world. It's not. Don't just leave it to the government. They're part of it, but we are all part of it. I am so grateful for this moment. I'm grateful for all of you, Patrice, Wendy, Donna, Celeste, Tamara, Spiritual Midwives, all the others that are listening that I don't see. Those of you listening to the archive, thank you. Share the show with your friends. Share it with other mothers. And parents, share it with your 16-year-old daughter who is pregnant. Share it with your, you know, share with your boy who you know he has a girlfriend and you know that he's having sex and you haven't talked about it. Use this show as a to stimulate conversation. You know, it's just, and whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're pushing away, get over it. Go do your work. Go get a therapist. Go get a counselor. Go get a life coach. Go to a church. Go somewhere and deal with your issues and show up. You are so much more than your story. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I am so grateful for my life. I'm grateful to be part of the change. And, you know, it's all about loving ourselves. So remember, be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Because that's it. That's the real deal. Be true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, remember to receive and be loved. Allow the love to come back. This is the Agape Choir reminding us, praying, sending out the affirmation to live in a holy, holy way. I'm going to start it from the beginning because I love this song. And I'm going to go take a nap now. Yeah, take care of your body. Love yourself. Love. And live in a holy, holy way. Ah, I am so grateful. Thank you, Celeste, for all you do behind the scenes. And we'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m., with the Stringers, Kathy and John Stringer. And tomorrow's conversation topic title is Marriage as a Spiritual Practice. don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss any show on Life Conversations Radio because it's about change. Holy, holy way. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Holy way.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.